Here we go. The holiday season behind us, the New Year's resolutions ahead of us. Let's talk about how beef fits in on all those plans. It's time for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council, along with support from the Equity Livestock Sales Association. And it's not often I get an opportunity to visit with a beef producer that brings a very unique set of skills to the table along with beef production. Today we're joined by Dr. Stephen Mary. He is a cardiologist in the Milwaukee area, but on this program, he is a Hereford breeder. Dr. Mary, Steve, tell me a little bit about how your family comes to be involved so deeply as far as heritage is concerned with the Hereford breed in southeast Wisconsin.
Well, I'm actually fifth generation of Hereford breeders. My grandfather was one of the first Hereford breeders, polled Hereford breeders at that time. In the state of Wisconsin, he bought cattle in here in the 1920s and 1930s. And so then his father, that'd be my great-grandfather, was also a Hereford breeder, but it was horn cattle. And then my father followed the polled cattle, and I'm next in line.
There you are. So, and you're a busy enough fella. Tell us a little bit about your herd. Where do you put the emphasis, Steve?
Well, we're trying to primarily sell breeding cattle. We sell bulls and breeding heifers, and we also sell some freezer beef. It's like everybody. We sell our best, you know, as breeding cattle, and there's some mm-hmm. that we have a little bit more trouble marketing as breeding bulls, so we mm-hmm. they're steered, and so we have a nice, nice freezer beef market, and that's worked out well.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine you'd have a nice freezer beef market. If I'm looking to buy beef, I could think of a worse partner than a cardiologist. So tell me how these two worlds marry in, Steve. One of the reasons we wanted to talk with Dr. Mary is, obviously, as a cardiologist, especially in an area like Milwaukee, you probably get a lot of people with a lot of opinions on where beef fits in on a heart-friendly diet. You're the man with the science, the training, and also the practical background to best answer that. So how do you?
Well, you know, I do get these questions from patients, and customers frequently, and patients. And the common notion is that red beef is not good if you have heart disease, or not good for you generally. That's actually not what the studies show. So there's theory why red beef or red meat could be harmful for you because it can raise your LDL, which is the low-density lipoprotein, or the bad cholesterol. But like a lot of things in agriculture and the rest of science, we have to look at outcomes and not theory before we can make a conclusion whether eating something or mm-hmm. doing a particular type of practice is going to be harmful or not. And the outcomes of eating red meat are that it does not increase your risk for heart disease. And actually, in the most recent study published in The Lancet, which is the major medical journal of England, it reduces the risk for stroke. Mm-hmm. So the common advice that's been given for decades, ever since I've been in medicine, which has been 40 years, is don't eat red meat mm-hmm. Or don't eat much of it. Mm-hmm. And that's actually not shown by the outcome studies. There's another study from the Harvard School of Public Health involving 1.2 million people, a huge study. And there's no increased risk for heart disease or diabetes or stroke in that study. Mm-hmm. So it's not a problem for me, but it does take some explanation and showing people, you know, what is the evidence and what are we looking for? Are we looking for theory and mm-hmm. and a number of your cholesterol, mm-hmm. or are we looking for outcomes?
Right.
Is it good or bad for you?
Well,
and the outcomes support beef.
And, you know, that's funny because any farmer can understand the theory versus the outcome, especially this year. Theory was whatever bag of seed you had probably was going to produce more bushel than you got. That was the ultimate outcome. So your colleagues, when you have conversations with them, either at symposiums or maybe just in the hallway, are they going with the science, Steve, or is it just something that seemed ingrained that is going to take a long time and a lot more science to turn around?
I get mixed response, and some do go with the outcomes and the evidence on the outcomes, and some are still are they're deeply ingrained that you can't eat very much red meat. But like you say, it's something that is going to take more time. But we see this in medicine and in other things too. For example, people with diabetes, there's several of the diabetes medicines that improve your blood sugar. So therefore, they should decrease your risk for stroke and heart attack, right? Mm-hmm. No, they don't all. Some of them don't. So even the FDA has gotten to the point where it says, we don't want what your blood sugars are. We want to know, does this new medicine improve the outcomes? Mm-hmm. A classic example of what we thought would improve outcomes is postmenopausal women, which, of course, menopause occurs when there's a drop in estrogen. We've thought for decades, well, if they take estrogens, or mm-hmm. which is commonly, yep. Most commonly was Premarin, that will decrease the risk for heart attack and stroke, right? No, it didn't turn out, even mm-hmm. though that theory was very strong that that should help, but it did not. It actually increases the risk
yeah.
for stroke and heart attack in women mm-hmm. After menopause. So theory doesn't always predict outcomes, and outcomes is really what we want to know. Not necessarily. The theory helps us, but we really got to go by, does it do you good or does it do you harm?
You know, the other thing, Steve, your unique perspective of being in the cattle industry your entire life, and obviously now as a trained physician, you have seen the changes specifically that the Hereford breed has gone through. The animals that your great-grandfather was raising are long ways away from what you're bringing to your consumer's plate today.
Absolutely. We have animals with more meat and less fat. My grandfather's, the pictures of my grandfather's animals, they're very fatty
yep.
individuals. The Hereford and all the breeds have improved the meat that you get with less fat,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a great ride, especially
yeah.
for the Hereford breed in the last 20 years. Marked improvement in their what the consumer wants, we think.
Do you get? I always am curious about this. Do you get more respect from your peers, or a little bit more respect from your clientele, Steve, when they find out you actually raise beef yourself, or does it work against you?
I think initially some people, it works against me. After I've been with the doctors and the patients,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it actually works for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the initial, there are some doctors who just say, well, I don't know, he's a farmer. What the heck's this all about? But after I work with them, come along, and same with the other farmers. Initially, sometimes they are, he's a doctor, he's not a real farmer.
mm-hmm.
But
right.
I've been getting a lot of respect from farmers,
sure.
and again, it's just they see what I do.
Well, and it's like water on a rock. Keep the message up, keep it coming. So obviously, if our Wisconsin Beef Checkoff and these kinds of messages can continue to reach consumers with strong, verifiable voices like your own, you would hope it would help turn the tide, huh, Steve?
Absolutely, and I think it is turning the tide, and I think we just need to continue to do more of it.
Well, good job. Appreciate the conversation. That's Dr. Stephen Mary. He is a Hereford breeder by the Hartford area. He also just happens to be one of the most well-respected cardiologists in southeast Wisconsin as well, trying to share the message about what today's beef really looks like and really brings to the table. Like you said, sometimes people buy in and sometimes it takes a little while, but it is all about the truth, all about the science. And that is, my friends, your Checkoff Chat featuring Dr. Stephen Mary with us today, brought to you in part by your beef and dairy checkoff dollars through the Wisconsin Beef Council, and also our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association.